rolling, aren't we?
Yeah.
I suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
The so cat's going to the bathroom. I see her. She's sitting in the box right now.
She's like, do you guys mind? A little privacy, please.
I'm not going anywhere. She's staring at me. She's like, you want a show? I'll give you a show.
His cat's name is Pickles, yes. And my cat's name is Scraps. Plus, there's
no I like how you both have two cats, and you only ever mention
I love my other cat. It's just, I'm afraid, he's named after a fictional character. I don't want to get in trouble for copyright.
I don't think that you'd get in trouble. You can get
probably not. His name is Hobbs.
Oh, yeah. That's not really, yeah. I'm sure if Bill Watterson is actually watching this podcast.
I imagine he doesn't own a computer.
I think that's probably true.
He doesn't own a computer. He doesn't own a TV. He lives in a tiny little cabin.
Oh, no.
No electronics.
No, he made a lot of money, so he lives in a very nice place. I actually read a biography. I read a biography. But he is a very secluded guy.
Yeah.
He's got some weird, seclusion thing.
They did a whole documentary about him, and they couldn't actually get him to a degree.
Plus, you realize that he didn't actually get that. He didn't pluck that name out of the air, right? You know, he got that from
Hobbs.
Yeah. So, no copyright infringement. It's all good. It's all good.
No, they're both philosophers.
Yeah, which is very cute.
So is Scraps. Come on, have you ever heard of Thomas Scraps the Third?
Thomas Scraps the Third would not be a philosopher. That's like, he's Danny Rand.
Wait, is that really a person?
Thomas Scraps the Third. No, I don't know.
You seem to know. I was totally believable. Like, oh, there's someone.
If he has the third in his name, he's not an ancient Greek philosopher.
You lost your train of thought because you noticed the cat finished pooping.
Very sorry. Do you want me to, like, light a candle or something? I'm really sorry. Fucking cat.
Yeah, I didn't notice anything until... Now she's eating. Wow. Now she's trying to refill.
Wow.
Her tank's empty. Oh, man, now it hit me.
It's really bad. Seriously, why don't you grab a candle? There's a candle over there. We'll put it in the middle right here, and it'll be much better.
What are you feeding her?
I say we just do 9, 10, 11, 12.
It's going to be a great episode.
I know. No, look, you know what? Anybody tuning in could say, oh, cool, they're doing a Doctor Who seance.
We're trying to talk to William Hartnell.
Do you have a thing with spoons?
Oh, he played the spoons. Didn't he play the spoons?
Okay.
Seven played the spoons.
Yeah, that's right, because...
Okay.
I knew like, a weird
two played the recorder thing,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Why did they call it a recorder when you can't record with it? And it's a little... It's a flute.
It's a crappy little flute.
Well, it's a different... It's recorders and flutes are not the same instrument, though.
Yeah, because a flute, you go like... Burp, 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 burp. The recorder.
Flutes are to the side, and a recorder is forward.
It still doesn't answer why they call it a recorder.
I can't. I don't know.
Ask a sixth grade teacher.
That's a good point.
I'm sure that, yeah.
That's a good point.
I'm wondering if this is even something that I was told when you were learning the recorder.
I didn't actually put together the whole chord thing.
I didn't learn.
Yeah.
I didn't learn the recorder like I was supposed to. Yeah, no, I was supposed to. And it was like, I just kind of wandered off when they did that.
We had xylophones.
What?
Yeah.
You had xylophones? That's what we were...
What fucking school did you go to? I went to fucking magic school and we played xylophones.
This was in Utah, so maybe that's why.
Is that the normal curriculum for music class?
We were supposed to learn sign language, and we were supposed to learn the recorder.
You learned sign language?
We were supposed to, and, like, they always did these things outside, so anytime it was like we're going outside, it was like I'd fall to the back of the class, and I'd just wander off somewhere. So no one ever noticed I wasn't there, and I never got caught.
Wow.
Take that, Ms. Serrano.
If we were sitting in class in our desks, they would have noticed if we, like, wandered out of the room.
You are a bad teacher, Mrs. Serrano.
That'd be really sad if she's, like, one of our 5 subscribers, and she's, like, a former student of mine is on this podcast.
That would be really sad. No, I actually really liked her. She was probably one of my favorite teachers.
She's probably, like, turned to, she's like... Fuck you guys.
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised. What's yours?
What's my what?
Your episode.
She just said.
Oh, she did.
Talking about Thin Ice.
Oh,
thin
yeah,
ice.
That's right. I wasn't Where listening. Have you been? I wasn't listening.
Clara being really excited about being somewhere, you know, exciting to her. Well, it was sort of like that with Bill.
That's true, yeah.
And if you prefer Bill to Clara, then...
What are you doing?
I'm melting the bot meat.
I think we just had a science experiment right here on the podcast.
Science! I am a scientist.
Yep.
Take that, Mrs. Serrano! I like beans, but like I wouldn't want it with my breakfast.
I think so. Yeah, like they put it on their toast.
True.
Yeah,
that's true.
Beans and toast.
But anyway.
Although huevos rancheros is amazing.
Oh, yes. It's different thing.
There's beans in it, though, isn't
but
there?
But so... I love
pride.
I think of it as like being sort of a Mexican.
Shut up.
Sorry. The doctor's wife.
Is she anybody?
Saran Jones. I think she's like the lead on a show, but I don't know
really?
Which one it is.
Oh,
yeah.
No kidding. Okay. All right.
She
has all this information in her head. It's kind of interesting. It's like, wow, how do you even know her name? I don't.
Because I really
it's
like that episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What are you doing down there?
Hey,
it's not
don't
you.
Get grabby.
Not you.
He's getting grabby.
Fat cat. Sorry.
Like her, I think she is fantastic, and they used her in a way that didn't turn her into a complete manic pixie dream girl. She's still, because she was still the TARDIS and still had all this history and was still so much more powerful than he is in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I.
How did it even happen? How did she get turned into a...
There's like a bubble universe... And because House is trying to possess the TARDIS, he needs to get the actual soul of the TARDIS out, or like her essence or
that's
whatever.
That's right.
So it sticks that in a person.
That's right.
It's pretty out there.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I wasn't 100% on board from the very beginning.
Like what are they doing?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. I was so in love with it by the end, and I've continued to watch it, you know, a million times since.
Wow.
And...
What must Reese's life be like? Like, she's just, like, always got Doctor Who playing in the background.
It's on a lot. I had to take a break for Defenders, but it's on
a lot. Vincent and the Doctor. I have memories that was 10. No, I really do!
Because you're psychotic.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That is a Matt Smith episode.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's David Tennant you don't like.
Maybe it is. No, I have very good memories of Tennant.
I just thought of something, and this is probably stupid to even bring up, but, like, is it just me, or, like, David Tennant's choice of, like, costume for the Doctor? Feels like it kind of works in almost any time period. Like, that suit,
kinda, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
works
that, if
very
you're in
well.
Ancient times, not as much, but most time periods in
like,
modern...
I mean, excluding the shoes, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well, only other time I can think that the outfit works that well... is 12 sunglasses.
How dare you. I fucking hate the sunglasses. Sonic sunglasses.
But it works in every age. Everybody has sunglasses. Come on.
I think he's just picking on me now.
No, I'm bent.
I think in season 10 when they're just sunglasses, they're awesome.
I don't like the pink sunglasses. Yeah. Did everybody hate the Sonic sunglasses? I feel like everybody did.
I feel
did.
Like it was pretty
They were really stupid.
That was a really stupid idea.
Yeah. I'm kind of over the Weeping Angels
I
at this
that
point.
Every time
well, they shouldn't have done it.
Less.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done it. They should have left it a blank. Forget about, you know, doing it after that. You know, that episode worked so well for a very specific reason. Yeah. And, yeah, once you start using them with something else, it's like...
I really disliked when they brought... back for the two-parter that they did with Matt Smith.
Yeah.
I didn't like that they started killing people all of a sudden. Because the thing that
yeah,
was
like,
interesting
that never makes
them,
sense. It's like, they're not killing people. They're... Because originally...
Feeding off their energy. They need them to be alive, but in the past. That's how they work.
That's how they work. Yeah.
And you also see them move, and I think one of the great things about Blink is you never see them move. So it feels... It puts you in the story. So as soon as you see the angel move, you're like, oh, that's right, I'm watching a TV show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Father's Day. Did they ever go back to the... They never went back to that, did they? The whole idea that she screws something up And so now there's, like, dragons flying around or whatever the hell those things were. What were those things?
Yeah, I don't think they were. Reapers, and they showed up because I think there was a paradox.
Because she did that.
Yeah.
But they never really go back to that. It's like, we never actually see.
There's like, other... There's, like, other things where it's like, no, this is something you can't mess with.
Right, okay. And has very little to do with, actually, Eccleston.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's there, obviously, and he's doing a lot of stuff, but it really isn't about him.
Yeah.
Doesn't he get, like, you think he's, like, eaten by one of those monster things or something?
Yeah.
And
he kind of revigorous
or something. Again at the end.
Yeah.
Vincent and the Doctor or the 11th Hour?
I'd actually have to say Vincent. Very much an emotional episode.
And it like, kind of has a few kind of trick endings to it. Yeah. Because you think that they fixed it, and then they didn't fix it.
Right.
Because first of all, them taking him back, it's like, oh, this is, I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah.
And then they take him home and they go back to the present again, and you think, oh, now this will have fixed everything, and it's hasn't fixed anything.
Yeah. And it deals with mental illness, which is like, wow.
It's like the point of the episode ended up being, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
He's mentally ill, so this is what happened.
Yeah. I love Tennant.
Just learn that. My favorite, Dalek. They can go upstairs.
Yeah.
Which was new, I think.
Yeah. And I don't think we've seen it since then either.
Yeah.
At least
they
fly.
Well, they can fly.
Yeah, but it's usually out in space, which is kind of different. Yeah. You don't really see them like hover like that very often.
What's the episode where they actually do take London? Where they actually like shoot. They actually take over London, and I want to say it's a Martha episode.
Sounds like a Martha episode.
Yeah, and you see a bunch of them flying. I mean, like a buttload of them flying. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You got that big head. You got all that knowledge. Where is that?
Well, anybody ever tell you it's impolite to point?
there's the episode. It's actually Rose's last episode when a bunch of that's happening. And the actress who plays Martha is in it. So maybe that's what you're
thinking. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. And where you see
it fly. Where
they're
at Torchwood and they open, there's that, they don't know what it is.
Yes.
And
yeah. Yep, that's it. Okay, yep, that's it. My thing was just like, it's just a silly little, you know what I mean? It was like, it was one of those things where I knew what a Dalek was. I'm not even sure I knew they were called Daleks, honestly.
Yeah.
But once I saw it, I'm like, and that voice, it was like, is this? This is such a weird fucking show. Again, it really was. It really.
But I think that they did a pretty good job.
No, they did. They did.
Part of the problem is modern audiences, I don't think, would normally be frightened of Daleks, but they can't completely redesign them and make them totally different from the classic series either.
Right. And I think that was my disconnect. I think my disconnect was these are just big, roly dudes, and what is he so afraid of? What is he so, you know, because I mean, there's a point where he's terrified, like, oh my god, these are supposed to be gone, and you know what I mean? And it's like, what's the big deal? It's a big roly dude with a little thing on his that can't even like aim, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, the hell.
I think one of the things that works well with Daleks, and I think that they maybe kind of did this a little bit, is when it's not totally free and moving around, because I don't trust that. I think that it's really unnerving if it's acting like it's not in good shape, because it's a Dalek. What could possibly be wrong with it?
Right.
So then, like, when it escapes, you're like, oh, yeah, see, it's going to kill everybody.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the things that worked really well in Power of the Daleks, which we were just talking about, because at first they're not even, like, on. It looks like they're robots that have been turned off.
Yeah.
And then they start acting like they're friends or servants.
Yeah.
And they did this really cool thing, which I wish that we had the actual footage, where, like, the eye stalk will be off, and then it will light up.
Right.
And you'll have this moment of, oh, shit, the dog's awake!
Yeah. Yeah, and they've done that a couple times, haven't they? They've done that a number of times,
So, like, anytime they're able to have a Dalek look like it's weak and then have it start, like, moving around and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I remember in the beginning of Dalek, they kind of played around with that.
I've got an image of there's some underground caverns or something, and there's a Dalek, and it's like, it looks like it's dead. It looks like it's, you know, and then it does exactly that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I want to say with Clara.
Oh, no. You know what it is? I think it's Witch's Apprentice, maybe? When is she with Missy? And they're like in a... It's supposed to be like all old, broken down.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one.
And then one of them.
Yeah, that's the one.
Hasn't died yet.
That's the one. Yeah.
I would like to say my favorite Dalek memory, though, is that Mr. Bean Christmas special. Where he's playing with the little manger set in the department store, and then he takes the little Dalek toys and, like, has them fight the baby Jesus. That's the greatest thing ever. Greatest thing involving Daleks.
They were very light on the Daleks in this last season. I think it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Were they in this last season at all?
There was that one scene in the beginning. Which it wasn't about Daleks, though, that episode, but it was just, it was the scene that they used to be Bill's introduction, where they're just kind of running through a battle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Because I still think that they're supposed to, there's like some weird contract thing, where, like they need to have the Daleks in them. But
yeah, I think maybe you're
right.
But
I think that they had used them too much, so it was cool to have them in it without them being like the main focus of the episode.
Yeah, I think you're, because I know there's a thing like Daleks created by so and so, they always have to show
that. Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, they probably do have to have a thing where like they have to use them every season or else they'll lose like rights or something.
He's gone, right? I mean, assuming it's just the family.
It's his estate or whatever.
Wasn't there talk about there being a separate Dalek series?
I think that he wanted to take the Daleks off and kind of make own thing. In both of the Peter Cushing movies, the Daleks were the villains.
Yeah.
The Empty Child, the Doctor Dances. It's a really good, really creepy villain that they didn't keep bringing back.
Yeah.
They realized that it's like, no, this is really good and really creepy for this one episode.
Yeah.
And also, once you solve the mystery, it makes it a lot less creepy.
Yeah,
that's true too, yeah.
Because all it was like some sort of virus that was supposed to like fix people, right?
It was trying to heal him, and it thought that because he was wearing a gas mask, it was actually part of his face, so it welded it to his face.
I kind of like the movie.
Did any of those actors go on to do anything? I mean, oh wait, from the movie. I mean, the companion chick wasn't really.
She's a stage actress, right?
I think she's a singer too.
Oh, she is.
She's not a huge star, but I think she's
She has work.
What's the thing with singers?
I don't know.
Because Rose was a teenage pop star.
She was
wasn't
like
she?
Their Britney Spears.
Yeah, and then they had somebody else. They had a British chick.
Kylie Minogue.
That's right. Yeah.
I think there's really only so many people in the entertainment industry. Because I mean, how many times do you see the same actor on like five
island.
Different
it
shows?
It is a small
well, especially
island.
Especially over there, they have a very specific pool that they use for.
So it's like after a while, it's like, well, we got to dip into this pool to get something.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't think I've ever heard Rose. What's her name?
Bella Pye.
I don't think I've ever heard her actually sing. Was any of that crap any good?
Probably.
She
not.
Really was
it's
like
a.
It
was a kid's
I
pop
mean, she's
thing.
She's probably
she really was
okay
like a Britney
singer,
Spears.
but I don't think that she was doing high art when she was.
No.
Right. Yeah. True.
Like
she
you
was
ever,
young.
Do,
wasn't
do you ever
young?
Watch How I Met Your Mother?
No.
Okay,
no.
One of the characters.
Yeah.
I would equivalent her to like Robin on Robin's childhood
Robin
career.
Sparkles.
Yeah.
Who?
There's a character in How I Met Your Mother, and her when she was younger in Canada, she was a Canadian teenage pop star.
Okay. Yeah, and they do a few episodes that kind of
like a Alanis Morissette. Is it Alanis Morissette?
Kind of.
Yeah.
There is a later episode
where
they kind of get at the end of her career and she's more like Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Geddy Lee's in that episode.
I didn't remember that.
I like Geddy Lee. They don't let me play with fire at work. I don't know why.
So bizarre.
Right?
The whole point is Adric is dead. It doesn't matter what the rest of the episode
that too.
Was. Right?
Fuck Adric.
Doesn't matter what the rest of the episode is. It's just that
that
Adric
was actually
is
the one that BBC
dead.
America took for five also. The one where Adric died.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh my god. Oh, and if I ever start a band.
I think it's the only one people remember.
If I ever,
like,
yes.
Yeah.
If I ever
fuck
start
Adric.
A band, the band name will be Adric is Dead. And if anybody of you at home use that, you better give me credit. That Adric is, that's a great band name.
You have to copyright it first.
You have to. Oh, well, no. You, just,
you can't copyright an idea.
Oh, and then I'll get money from it. Yeah,
you have
right.
to go.
Gonna,
you
I'm
have to design
that.
A logo.
I'm gonna do that.
And you have to copyright the
I'm
logo.
Do that.
That's how you.
I'm
get
gonna
that.
Do that.
Okay.
I'm gonna do that. Abrick is dead. That is a great goddamn name for.
You have a month before this.
Besides Bolivian Ice Cow Maidens. Bolivian Ice Cow Maidens. That is the best one.
I was gonna call my band Scotty Ann's Beard.
Scott, what is it?
Scotty Ann's Beard.
Scotty Ann's Beard.
Scott Ian's.
Oh.
The guy from Anthrax. He has a very interesting beard.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Okay,
all right. I was gonna do an Anthrax cover band and call Scotty.
And I'll bet you be. I bet you'd be like really happy about that. Like, you know, somebody.
Yeah,
you know,
sure. Yeah. I always thought that there should be a girl punk band called The Pretty Vacants.
Like, oh, like that. Like that's nice. Come on, get fist bump me. There you go. I'm like, come on, you got me hanging. Come on.
Why are you Supermaning?
So we all have really good band names.
Yeah.
Except I have two.
Well, here's my second one. Warren's a dick.
She's totally asleep.
Because Scraps is the bass player.
How would she even do that? She's got paws.
I'm the bass player.
Okay, fine. You can be you can be bass player. Scraps will be the drummer.
I'll do the tambourine.
You're gonna be the tambourine of Warren's a dick. There's no tambourine in Warren's a dick.
Yes.
Actually, if there was a band and Warren was in it and that was the name, that's the only instrument he could play. This is good.
Next time on Behind the Music, the birth of Warren's a dick.
At least give me the bloopers.
Disuse Yeti?